Extrinsic causal forecasting. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines extrinsic forecasting method as follows. A forecast method using a correlated leading indicator, for example, estimating furniture sales based on housing starts. Extrinsic forecasts tend to be more useful for large aggregations such as total company sales and for individual product sales. Extrinsic forecasting is also known as causal forecasting, associative correlation, or explanatory forecasting. These techniques are best for long-term forecasting at the aggregate level. Extrinsic forecasting uses cause and effect associations to predict and explain relationships, or correlation, between variables. That is, extrinsic forecasting works to find a link between information that is available and demand. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines correlation as follows. The relationship between two sets of data such that when one changes, the other is likely to make a corresponding change. If the changes are in the same direction, there is positive correlation. When changes tend to occur in opposite directions, there is negative correlation. When there is little correspondence or changes are random, there is no correlation. The variables used in extrinsic forecasting techniques can come from internal or external data sources. The predictor is called the independent variable. The element being predicted is called the dependent variable. Before discussing the details of the types of analysis, first a baseline for regression analysis as a whole will be set. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines regression analysis as a statistical technique for determining the best mathematical expression describing the functional relationship between or among one response and one or more independent variables. Three types of causal techniques will be explored here: simple regression, multiple regression, and econometrics. Simple and multiple regression analysis are common examples of extrinsic forecasting, with the difference being whether one or several indicators are used. Prior to discussing these methods, we will explore the types of data sources that can be used for the independent variables. Extrinsic forecasting data sources. The best information that can be used in an extrinsic forecast is a leading indicator, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. A specific business activity index that indicates future trends. For example, housing starts is a leading indicator for the industry that supplies builders' hardware. These economic or demographic indicators tend to be among the first types of data that can show a change in a trend. For example, governments and industry associations compile economic information on housing starts or applications to build new housing. Since this is the first thing done when building housing, it correlates to how much roofing material is about to be ordered, how many new refrigerators will be ordered, and so on. Other examples of economic leading indicators include orders for durable goods or capital equipment. Similarly, demographic information on birth rates, age distributions, income and education levels, or ethnicity may help provide information on changing trends and demand for an organization's products and services. Study of extrinsic data may show a statistical relationship between one or more leading indicators in demand. The relationship may be positively correlated or negatively correlated. The key point is that extrinsic forecasting is often the best way to detect changes in a trend. It is best used in long-term planning at the total company demand or product family level because correlation is a macroeconomic observation. Determining the inputs to these methods requires statistical analysis comparing the organization's historical demand levels against data on the indicators over time, which will result in the input data needed for a simple formula, as well as some statistics like the relative level of correlation between the indicator and demand. Indicators with low correlation should not be used. Once the inputs are known, it is a simple matter to look up the current indicator, for example, number of housing starts, plug it in the equation and find the forecast of demand, dollar x dollars in total sales. Simple regression. Simple regression, also called linear regression, uses the least squares method. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the least squares method is a method of curve fitting that selects a line of best fit through a plot of data to minimize the sum of squares of the deviations of the given points from the line. Curve fitting is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an approach to forecasting based on a straight line, polynomial, or other curve that describes some historical time series data. The least squares method is used to make an association between the dependent variable I the thing you are trying to predict, and the independent variable x, the predictor. Two other elements are used in the formula, the slope, rise over run, denoted with an n in the formula below, sometimes also called beta in an alternative version of the formula, thus the fixed starting point called the intercept, denoted by the formula below, also sometimes called alpha. The intercept is simply where the slope intercepts zero on a chart. Consider an example comparing housing starts to roofing sales. If there were zero housing starts in the prior month, what would roofing sales be? That is the intercept. The following trend equation forms the basis of regression analysis. Compare Exhibit 3-28 to Exhibit 3-29 below. Both show the same data, but Exhibit 3-28 depicts housing starts and roofing sales over time, which helps show some correlation between the predictor, housing starts, and the thing being predicted, roofing sales. Exhibit 3-29 shows how to interpret the formula and apply it to the roofing sales example. Exhibit 3-28, simple regression dependent and independent variables over time. Exhibit 3-29, simple regression slope and intercept with correlation. The first thing to do in regression analysis is to visualize the data. The exhibit above shows the prior month's housing starts compared to the organization's total roofing sales, and a trend line is included. Note that the trend equation above is basically a way to take new data and plot it on this observed historical trend line. So, how do we tell whether there is enough correlation to use this predictor in our sales forecast? The coefficient of correlation, R, is a statistical term for the strength of correlation, and in this case, the value is plus 0.79, which means that the element is positively correlated. Squaring the coefficient of correlation yields the coefficient of determination, also called R squared or 2. The coefficient of determination is a statistical measure between 0.0 and 1.0 how well a given regression model explains the variation in the data when used to predict an outcome. In this case, squaring 0.79 equals 0.6241, so one can say that this predictor explains about 62.41% of the change in roofing sales, with the remaining factors being other causes. Here we have a strong positive correlation worth pursuing. Weaker values below an organizationally determined threshold would indicate that you should find some other predictor. Note that there is a difference between correlation and causation. Correlation is an observation that the change in an independent variable has a measurable effect on a dependent variable. However, just because the effect can be reliably observed over time does not mean that the one thing caused the other thing. It could be that some third force is affecting both of them, or the correlation could be a coincidence. It is important that forecasters apply common sense when selecting independent variables, predictors, or decision makers might reject the forecast results. Most forecasters use a data analysis program to generate the values from A and B. For example, Microsoft Excel can generate these statistics quickly based on historical data. After these values are found, just input the predictor along with these two values into the equation to predict the next period's results, multiple regression. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines multiple regression models in part as a form of regression analysis where the model involves more than one independent variable. Multiple regression is an extension of simple regression. There are multiple predictive variables rather than just one. For example, one could add marketing spend to the roofing sales analysis to determine if this increases or decreases the predictive value of the equation. Econometric model. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the econometric model is a set of equations intended to be used simultaneously to capture the way in which dependent and independent variables are interrelated. An econometric model could be used to explain the demand for housing starts by looking at the consumer base, internet interest rates, personal incomes, and land availability.